Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, de-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome to the GG Over Easy podcast. I need to figure it out what I say after the, because then I say hi, ho, everyone, welcome back.
Oh, so you do it again.
Or like, yeah, so it's like doubling up. That's fine. He's fine.
Oh, you gotta hurry, dude. I'm using all my power. Please.
This is the 26th episode. We talk about some things like, why was the podcast missing for a week? Why did Rob commit a crime? That is this title. That's a great clickbait title. Why did Rob commit a crime? He's running. Let me look at this notes. Because we kind of roughly followed it. We read a review, Herp to Derp, games we're looking forward to in 2020. Actually, I never got to talk about it. I mentioned one thing and then we went completely off, but that's not important.
You gotta hurry.
Movies. Patreon question. This is a lot of stress. Listen, just stay tuned. Hi, Eddie. Ho, everyone. Welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 26. And
it's been a wild ride.
There was a week off, which wasn't exactly planned.
And what happened?
So I'll tell you what happened. I practically died.
Oh, yeah. I was like, why didn't it come?
Yeah.
Well, I just heard, because it was like the day before we were playing board games. I was like, has your back done that thing? You're like, no, like, it's been good.
And then, yeah, so what happened is, for those listeners of the podcast, you probably know it was December when I had my training bra.
Oh, yeah.
Right before I went to Mexico, I had this, like, flare up in my back, and it was, like, omega bad, and so.
On your cube. Rhombus.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, excuse me? yeah, and my left, around my left rhombus area. Or rhomboid.
It's my favorite angle.
Yeah. It's a great. It's, I mean, that's the shape, but it's not important. And so that happened, and I've been taking precautions. And then after that, I was told, like, I worked on, because they said it might be like a weak rhomboid. I was like, okay, sure, whatever.
One more time?
But I was like, all right, so I'll throw it in the beginning of every workout I do because I already throw in shoulder PT. I have a bad shoulder.
What's PT?
Physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
Yeah.
Welcome so just playable
great
death,
world of modern time, physical therapy. Demo.
Yeah. We love. I mean, honestly, it is crazy. I recently got a physical therapist, and I'm sure Blue knows. It's like, they're like wizards, dope. Dude.
I've never been
they're
to
literal
one.
Literal wizards.
Yeah, like the knowledge they have about the human body.
I hope that you never have to.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you don't have to. But like,
as much as it's like, oh, wow, physical therapy is amazing, it's also like, oh, God! Why am I doing this?
You don't want to be there.
Chill.
But you're in good hands.
I mean, you seem stiff as a board, man. You need to get...
You look a little stiff. I mean, you haven't moved in like months, dude. Yeah. I'm worried about you.
We need to get you back there to your physical therapist.
but the knowledge they have on the human body and stuff. And the great thing about them is, so they can't diagnose you. They don't do that. They're not like a doctor. They can't say specifically.
So
but
they don't have a doctorate?
I don't know the whole specifics.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a psychologist and a psychiatrist. A psychologist can't prescribe medicine, but a psychiatrist can. You know?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like that. Like certain things, and they just can't do certain things, like say exactly what's wrong with you, but mm-hmm. they can pinpoint it. And a lot of it's looking at your deficits and stuff and trying to like narrow it down and figure it out and go from there. And the best part about it is it's all non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea about physical therapy is doing stuff with your body that doesn't require you to necessarily take medicine or do any surgeries, go into your body, anything like that.
Like yoga.
Yeah.
I don't know what pose this is.
That's the dad pose.
Again, you force.
Yeah.
Or the start of the fusion.
So anyway, my back spazzed up again. Mm-hmm. We recorded the Friday before, just I don't know the date. So we recorded a Friday.
Yeah.
It needed to go up Sunday. And
I had it all edited, by the way. I was not edit Andy. Everyone thought like I was edit Andy because I said like I gave it in the wrong file form.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought the problem was. And then you let us know.
Well, Friday. So we'd recorded it. And then right after, Ab was staying with me. So we went, and that was during the Omega snowstorm. We talked about how, so essentially we were snowed in. We didn't have food. So Rob was like, hey, we'll go get some.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to go get some pho. It was delicious.
And Pokemon cards.
And then that day, Pokemon cards had released. Ab wanted some Pokemon cards. So we went to Target.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, please.
They're not going to have the Sword and Shield packs that we need.
We went to Target, got some packs, came back. We did that. We played some board games. So we just spent the day with each other. And so Saturday, I was like, Saturday morning, cool, all right, I'll get this going, get audio sent, we'll work on it, I'll get the videos to Rob, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
it's all just normal. But then Saturday morning I wake up and I'm like just laying on my side, and I kind of wake up, like, it's kind of like stiff. It's like not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to go to the other side, and then it's even more uncomfortable. I'm like, ah, and so I go to the other side, and then that's when it happens again.
Zoom.
And just like,
yeah, just immediately.
Just full. I can't even begin to describe it to you.
Worse or the same as
worse?
Wow.
And I will say this, on the scale of pain I felt in my life, that would be the worst I've ever had. I cried. I've never cried from pain.
Oh my God.
But I literally just broke
down. Ab saw you cry?
Nah, it wasn't. He was downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Claire saw me cry.
That's so messed up. You're just like, oh my God, someone saw you cry? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
I don't think I've ever seen Christian cry.
I don't normally.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Like the pain was, I literally could not take it.
Yeah.
And the worst part is like when it happens, so the only relief I would get is if I was laying down in this super specific position, and it was not comfortable. That was like, the worst part, because like my neck was like this, and I had to like kind of go up on like a pillow and then this certain like thing in my leg, and it was just so uncomfortable.
And what time is it? Like just
like 7 a.m. And I'm just like, I'm losing it. And I'm like, I was like, I can work through it. I'll get up. I'll just start working. I'll just, if I can get to my chair and just, it's fine. Like try and push up. And I'd get like a foot and then just fall right back down. And it was just killing me. So I had some leftover meds from last time I went to urgent care. So I still had some muscle relaxers and painkillers. So I took those and just slept for a while. And then woke up back around noon. And I was just, I didn't want to stay in my room because that's what I do when I'm like sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... Then I just get depressed.
Because you're not sick.
Yeah, like, so I didn't want to just lie there doing nothing in my room. That's uh-huh. what, and then I'm just going to feel, and then I'm going to get my head, blah, blah. So I was like, I just need to get somewhere, like watch some TV or something. I try to go in the basement to watch some movies or TV, anything. So like Claire's helping me down. I have to like, I'm literally the best posture.
Man.
Yeah, I look like blue over here. Straight, as, like stiff as a board.
Yeah.
And I'm like arm around Claire. She's essentially just carrying me down. Get into the chair, and it's pretty painful the entire time. I get into like one little thing where I can recline, and I stayed like that for about 8 hours.
Just in that living room? Just
because there was one point, so when that did, Ab and Claire went to go do some errands.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 hours in, I got to pee. But like bad enough that like I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't hold it. I tried. So I fell 7 times trying to get to the bathroom that was maybe 25 feet away. And not because I couldn't physically, but because like the pain would be so bad, I'd just have to fall and lie on the ground.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio, Wolf of Wall Street.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Like dragging.
Yeah, as if I'd just taken some, what were those?
It starts with the F. Fentanyl?
No.
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah.
But so like I would try and hunch over and then the pain would hit so bad. Literally all I'd wanted to do was just stop it immediately. So I just hit the ground, like just lying there until it was a little bit better. And then I peed, got back. Yeah, practically. I got like that was literally, and that little endeavor was like 30 minutes. I got back into the chair and I'm just in pain all and over. And then on top of that, I hate muscle relaxers. Because that day, and then right before bed,
do you know like the way it makes you feel or just
I'm
like groggy?
Out of it. Yeah. Like I'm in another world.
Drunk.
Yeah. Like I've never been drunk, but that's probably the closest I've can imagine it is. Cause like I'm there, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And like I know I'm there and I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's just
sounds like me on the Uber car. Like I'm there, but I'm not there.
And like I shouldn't be tired, but all I want to do is sleep. And then sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. And so Saturday was literally just me stuck in a reclining chair.
Yeah.
Went to bed.
Just Sunday, an old man watching King of the Hill.
Well, and then,
yeah, seriously.
And what sucks too is because Christian was like, hey, try and like, when you edit this, make sure you take it from 2019 to 2017. I couldn't figure it out. And I was up to
Premiere,
yeah. And I was up to because we recorded it that Saturday or that
Friday, the day before.
So yeah, I needed to get it out or just get it done. So I literally did it that whole night, Saturday night, just to get it. Or no, that Friday night. So
no,
it could be
Saturday. Because you were like, I need the footage.
And
I
was
like,
yeah.
I'll try, bro. And so at one point I got Claire to help me.
Yeah, I was like, Ab, can you? Oh, that's what I texted Ab and Claire. And I was like, hey, can you like do it for Christian? Because I was like, I have to do this now.
So I pretty much just sat in my chair and like Claire was in that thing. I was like, okay, here's this SD card. You're going to like see in the bag. You got to like plug it in. And then I was like trying to like move. And this whole time I'm like,
see, just enough. The whole time you're explaining it, you're like,
yeah, but Claire's probably like, what? I'm probably like, and so I finally get it too, and I'm like, all right. And then Dropbox, like 7 hours left. I'm like, fiber in my anus. So I got to go back and lie down. And then right before I go back to bed, I get like Claire to check it, and it was done. That's when I sent it to you. So then I was like, all right, Sunday I'll get it. But then Sunday, it wasn't as bad as Saturday, but still enough that like I couldn't do anything.
Well, and then I felt bad because I knew you were kind of hurting. So I was like, and he's not going to want to have to go into the Matrix and make this file edible in
edible.
Edible. In 2017, I fucked it up again.
Yeah, because the thing is, so I edit in Premiere only like CC 2018 or something.
You would think it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Yeah, but Rob had 2017, 2016, I don't know. Really
something.
Know.
No, it's
you have a previous version. Whatever it is, it's previous.
Oh, really? I think it's a newer one.
You have Legacy. It's all it says for me.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
So it goes in, and for whatever reason, you can't open a file that's like not in that version. You wouldn't think it'd be that big of a deal.
No.
But it is. And so then I have to like go in. I have to save it as a different file. I have to change the file name. I have to get a zip. I have to extract it. I have to then make it a Notepad document. I have to go in the Notepad. I have to find certain code. I have to change that version code. Then save it. Then save it as a different
file. So I knew you weren't going to want to have to do this on Sunday. That's why like in the DMs you see like, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry. And then like in the DMs you're like, yo, can you give me the files? Like, I think I did like way back there. And like, all I see is I'm really sorry, but I can't like get it to you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I think the link expired.
So yeah. So there was no way. And then it was like coming Monday. And then I was like, well, we missed the Sunday. And we hadn't gotten the audio version. And because of that, it wouldn't have gone up for a little bit. So I was like, whatever, we'll just do it next Sunday. And so we did, except the audio version for the first time was up like four or five days early.
It was.
So that was for you audio listeners. Totally purposeful.
You're pointing again to the audio listeners.
Oh, right. Darn it, dude.
You're doing it. I say add reason. You say and you point to the audio listeners.
Okay. Well, imagine I'm pointing at you. Our audio stands.
We're pointing in your ears.
Yeah. We hope you appreciated that. This one should be good to go. Both on time. as long as not.
At this point, we both go. Yeah.
Hopefully, a meteor doesn't hit right now.
Pray God. Hope God. I mean, we're getting them the audio today for like the first time.
Like they're getting right after.
We feel bad too because we just been like giving it to them on Saturdays and they're not in the office on Saturdays, so they have to get it up, and we feel bad. So it's like we're doing this.
Yeah. Listen. Long story short of the podcast, you probably didn't care about much of that.
We're owning. But
the podcast. We're here, even if sometimes we're a week off or something. We're not dead. Things come up, and it's different too for us because for some people podcasting, that's the one thing is the podcast.
Yeah,
but for us, we got
we do juggling content everything. We do YouTube, what else
but
we
I know Twig, yeah I got
blue shiny hunts, you know. No. There's so many things that we do.
In other words, you know, it's like priorities. We got like food,
shiny other stuff. Littons.
Yeah,
shiny Littons are important.
There's a lot of somewhere down
with
there,
the hidden ability though. Blue, I'm sorry you did not get the hidden ability there.
Hidden ability is very important for shiny Litten because it turns into Incineroar, which will absolutely murder and destroy the entirety of what we know and love as the Pokemon metagame.
But that is still insane that you were able to get two shiny Littens in.
There's like a 60% chance.
Oh, what do you mean that?
I get the hidden ability, but I still got two in the row of hands.
Oh, so you kind of got unlucky in the fact that...
I got super unlucky.
So what does this hidden ability do? If you guys aren't watching Blue Shiny Hunt, you need to go watch Blue Shiny Hunt. Twitch.tv/BlueWrestler.
Oh, God. Okay. It's hard to explain. So Incineroar has this ability called Intimidate.
Uh-huh.
It's a hidden ability. And when on entering battle, it lowers the entire Pokemon team's attack stat. That's very important.
That's pretty OP, because, though.
Oh, it's really good. Because in doubles, the metagame is mostly physical attackers like Tyranitar and like Excadrill and like Conkeldurr.
Do you do comp Pokemon battles on stream?
I did a viewer battle stream once.
Did you get rolled?
It turned out I did okay. It's just like whenever I do stuff like that, I really want to have like a good meme team.
Uh-huh.
So I really wanted to use like G-Max Butterfree with like Hex Dragapult. I sound like a fucking nerd. Don't worry about it. So I really wanted to use G-Max.
Awesome.
I really wanted to use G-Max Butterfree's like a G-Max Befuddle with Dragapult Hex. It didn't work because I'm a Papega.
Because I'm a Papega. But,
you know, we did our best. We did our best. We out here.
I still need to play it. I opened packs. So like they all got Pokemon packs because I guess it like came out that day. Did you get your packs?
Yeah. I didn't get my packs. Pokemon cards are mad expensive. See, and also,
I noticed that too. I was just about to say I bought like six packs and it was like $38.
It's so expensive. Like
I was even, like, damn.
Even just a 3-piece pack is like extra because, well, they have to put them in like protective packs now because people would like weigh them because like holographic cards weigh less.
Yeah, you told me that. That's right.
So people will weigh them and bring them in. And like they'll actually bring like these little mini weight things and just literally just sit in the fucking Walmart or Target or wherever the fuck and sit there and weigh them. So now they had to start putting them in like these cardboard 3-piece packs, which are more expensive.
What I don't understand about the Pokemon cards, what really pissed me off, dude. So like, you know, when you open up a pack and it has that like barcode thing or like the first barcode pack or whatever, when you open it on the top. Yeah. Yeah. I guess if it's green, it means you got a good card, and if it's white, you got bad. And since it's the first card you see, it's like a spoiler. I hated that.
I think they changed that.
No, they didn't patch it. Because Meatball and Ab were talking about it. Because literally we were opening cards, and Meatball FaceTimes Ab, and it's like, I smell Pokemon cards. And it was like the funniest thing ever. It's like, how did you know?
Weird chant, but nonetheless, I mean, hey, you know what? Pokemon cards really do that to people.
Dude, the shiny Incineroar is sick, though. I didn't realize like it's like the Litten, and because I was like
white and red, he looks dope.
Yeah, because when I was in your stream, I was like, "What does a shiny Incineroar look like?" And it was like silver and red.
I don't like Incineroar that much because he's literally just a WWE cat, but he's also super busted in comp, so I have priorities.
Oh, is that why you're going for him?
Yeah.
Oh, are you trying to make... Is basically, like, everybody's comp team, like, shinies? Like, people grind like that or not?
No, most people's actually aren't. It's just kind of, like...
So it's a flex. So you're flexing.
Yeah, it's a flex.
That's like tight. Like, you're like, yeah, I got time to do this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Most people really don't have shinies, like, in their comp teams. Like, even, like, in the VGC championships, because they're just trying to... Well, one, it's really hard to, like, just, like, have a perfect shiny. I mean, it's easier now, because they've added things to make it easier, but like for a long time they were like zero shinies in comp just because you already have to put resources into making like a normal one comp ready. So Pokemon's hardcore.
You grind, cuz I love watching your little Pokemon. I get my bangers from you. Like I have a whole Spotify playlist of like Clams Casino or something like that. Calm Casino. What is it? Clams or something like that. He's dope. Motivation. Mm-hmm. I got to find it.
Do we just become best friends?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Do you want to do karate in the garage? Yeah.
Dude. Okay, so Christian left, but
We're keeping the train going as well.
Yeah, so okay, yeah. What's cool about now that Christian's gone, he never has time to bring this up. And I feel bad for Claire. So in the Christmas episode, this was literally sitting in the bathroom with his katana sword. I don't know. Have we talked about this thing yet?
I didn't even know. I mean, I knew he had one, but I didn't know it's sits in the
It sits in the bathroom, dude. It is a real katana. I'm going to cut a fruit. Oh, no, that's not good for the audio listeners. Audio listeners, if you guys are listening to this, I just opened his katana blade and killed 3 anime characters.
Why does he have it in his bathroom?
I don't know, but I put it literally like in front of the desk, so it kind of has its little flex.
It's like a real katana sword.
And then he has his dice here. We actually did take down the Christmas tree, too.
Oh, yeah. YouTube comments were really mad about that.
Were they really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't read
the comments.
I try not to read them, but sometimes I do. And literally every single time I go through like the new comments list, it's like, y'all, it's February.
Hey, y'all need to chill. Yeah. Oh my God, wait, have you seen Sonic Blue?
I haven't either,
but I really want to see it. I hope it's really good. I've heard good things.
I never imagined the day I'd be more excited for the Sonic movie than the last Star Wars movie, Pippa Hins.
Dude, do you want to hear some sad news?
So absolutely. Send me that sad shit.
I'm going out this weekend with a friend and we're gonna go see a movie. Seeing Star Wars, man.
Well, they haven't seen it yet?
No, they haven't seen
it. It's still in theaters?
Yeah. And that's why I said, I was like, is there gonna be like a showing? And she found
one. No one watches it.
Yeah, and I was like, are you serious? So like, yeah, so we're gonna go see Star Wars now. And like this is gonna be the second time. So like maybe I can like
she sounds terrible, Rob.
Maybe I could maybe it's better, Blue. Maybe I was wrong.
No,
and
it's
maybe,
not, Rob. It's not better.
You don't think it's better?
No.
Just nothing about it could be a little better.
No, I can guarantee you. As soon as fucking can we talk sports?
It's February,
really,
dude. Yes,
I don't really care.
It's February
sucks.
At this point.
Literally, you're gonna see. Oh, look, my name's Ray. I could shoot forth lightning, and then you're gonna be like, oh, that's so stupid. And then Kylo's gonna hit the line, "You're a Palpatine," and you're literally gonna be like, oh, God,
this
sucks.
Since we're on the topic of movies, what is the last movie you saw that you would recommend? I'm very upset that we didn't do Oscar nominations our last podcast. We fucked up.
Oh,
we should have had.
I mean,
that
to be fair,
that.
We kind of skipped a week, so we couldn't really.
Yeah, we really couldn't have been on there, but I kind of was sad about it. Because, like, after the next day, I was like, oh, we should have done the Oscars. I had no idea the Oscars was that
Sunday.
We
missed Oscar week. God damn it, Mr. Fritz back. You fucking.
But then I hadn't seen any of those movies. So, like, it was been like the video game awards. I've just been guessing.
You know what movie? It's part of our topic list. It's Parasite.
Oh, really?
Have you seen Parasite yet?
Okay, so is this like a spoiler free version of Parasite, or are we gonna?
I mean, you've seen it, right?
You call me out here.
What?
Something about I didn't say something, but is it the sword?
Yeah, that you didn't say anything like that. You talked about your jacket on Christmas instead of the sweet katana
but again,
sword that you had.
I wasn't given it on Christmas, so you said, "What'd you get on Christmas?" I didn't think about it. This was clearly the best gift. It's a freaking genuine samurai sword, okay?
Yeah, and I kind of realized I messed up because you had a mini sword out here that I took away. And
now I have it.
Now you have Omega Sword.
I was actually watching on Reddit some like professional samurai fight or something, showing like how it's more realistic it would be when you're fighting, what it would actually look like.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. Nothing like you would see in the movies.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, so you always see this, but actually, if they did that, you'd just go stab.
Yeah,
stab. Like,
yeah, like there's no blocking in samurai.
You're gonna
fights.
Hit
you
that camera.
Go kill.
You would see like
that one, you bellend.
Yeah. Like big, big, big blows like this. You wouldn't do that because that'll break your sword.
You're freaking.
It's in a big thing. What are you gonna
do? I don't care. You're freaking me out. This is gonna be like some Final Destination shit.
But overall, yeah, no, it was interesting. He's just like, yeah, everything you see in it is a lie. And also, like, apparently,
fake, bro.
Yeah, you don't pull your sword out either until you're like right next to them. And then when you do, you hold it out like this at their face, whatever, like wherever they're wherever they're looking at you, you hold it as far as you can and then at their face. So then they can't tell how long your blade is.
Oh.
So they don't know your reach.
Oh.
So that's a big reason why, like, you'll see people, they hold their sword like this.
Oh.
It's to keep the length of the sword hidden.
Like.
So they don't know how long your sword is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should do that with my penis. Like, hide it. I mean, that'd until be the cool very last break. Second.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, okay, that's not that bad.
They're like, well, it's too late now.
Sure. So.
I feel like the suspense would probably make it, because then they would expect something of you.
So we were about to talk Parasite, and Blue had asked if I had
Speaking
seen
of parasites.
It. No. So
how about no?
I haven't seen Parasite, but I did watch like a spoiler kind of 30-minute thing of it.
Yeah, what? I saw it in the 30 minutes movie room.
That's a fourth
that you
of the
came in well, like at the end.
Well, no, so like Josh and them, we have like a Discord movie room where like people are in it. And so Josh is like, yo, we're watching Parasite tonight. And that's when we were recording Apex or something like that. So Josh is like, just join whenever. And I was like, okay, word. So like I join. Little do I know, they started way before they said they were going to. So I literally join in, and what I see is...
Wait, are we doing spoilers?
I mean, yes.
Okay, if so...
Okay, yeah, put the timestamp.
I will put a cool timestamp, because I've learned them now, because we've done so many of these. I will put a cool timestamp of where we start, and then audio listeners,
I will add in there.
Yes.
When, you'll hear it right now.
Yeah.
Hello, audio listeners. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is a spoiler warning for Parasite spoilers. We also talk about Snowpiercer briefly without any spoilers. But if you don't want to be spoiled at all about Parasite, then skip to roughly the 36 minutes and 45 seconds. That it should be safe. So I'll see you then. Or right now. Doesn't matter. Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fruit. That was very nice of you. I join and I see a woman getting stabbed by like a bald man.
Oh, you joined literally like the last like.
Oh my god! Like you ruined the whole movie.
Like, so I join. I'm like, yo, what up, guys? And then like Josh goes, who is that? And then like like looks at the he goes Rob. He goes leave Rob. And like I'm like chilling already at this point. I'm like, what? Okay, sorry. And then like I left. And then Josh like literally James and he's like, you literally couldn't have joined at the worst time. And I was like, oh, okay. So like I guess I had seen
literally like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's literally like what I saw.
It's okay. He only got a glimpse of it, so he probably doesn't know
that. But then like that made me feel like I can watch like this 30-minute kind of movie review of it that some guy does and breaks down the movie. And
so
like,
instead you're like, well, instead of just watching it, I'll just
Yeah.
You
pretty much. Ruined. Very very zoomer of me, but I'm sorry.
It was
very zoomer of me.
You probably took this 30-minute too and then put the speed on two times. You're like, I can't even be bothered for this.
I go to therapy and they tell me, hey, be honest with everybody around you. So I'm being honest with you. I was like, you know, I'm going to say no and tell them I didn't see because they're going to judge me if I tell them that I saw this 30-minute video. And I said, you know what? No.
That's right. Hey, we appreciate the honesty.
So
You robbed the only person you hurt here was yourself.
Myself, yes.
You robbed yourself. So
good job being honest, big guy.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate you.
But it looked like a good movie. Like it looked like it deserved best picture. I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming. And then, whoa, he's touching her nipple. Whoa.
That was weird. No, counterclockwise.
But like I could see how that movie is like, because I could only imagine hiding and then like you're tense for them for hiding. Because it was crazy.
I've seen a lot of horror movies. I've never seen a movie scarier than Parasite.
That's not a horror movie.
It is. Parasite is
absolutely horror. I would probably
put that
in like
movie.
A thriller suspense.
Yeah.
I've never. I say it's a horror movie because I've never felt more tense
in any
movie than I've ever watched besides Parasite.
The
most tense I've ever felt watching a movie.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like Fruit can agree here.
Yeah. It was
although to be fair, Fruit gets scared at Outlast, so I mean there probably is
complicated. The first Outlast is pretty spooky.
Games and movies are different, okay? Because movies continue without my input, but games,
see, I'm the complete opposite.
I have
opposite.
To be the one. No, that's see fair, this one. Fair, this one's fair. Nice because I can kind of like disconnect, but it'll still work. Like it'll still happen. Yeah. Things will go.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but with the game, it's like I gotta be doing this. So then when I'm doing something, that's what I'm doing. I can't really be distracted in the sense of like, oh, I'm doing anything. Mm-hmm. So like if I'm playing the game, I have to be like, but then I'm like, and then I'm into it. So then it's like, you know what I'm saying?
And then you get spooked.
Yeah. Real spooked.
The scene when it's like the kid eating the cake and you see the guy on the stairs. That was scary. That's probably the
only, yeah.
Cause like they show that part and he's like,
well, yeah, they showed the dark stairs and I just immediately was like,
well, how come there wasn't a thing there in the dark stairs part? Like, normally there was, like, a cabinet there. How come at that specific...
No. That's the entrance to the basement. And then in the basement, around the corner, is the dresser.
If I had watched the movie...
You would have understood.
I would have understood that. Okay.
But you didn't.
I did not.
But yeah, great movie. And I'd put it here on the notes, because I also just showed Ab and Claire for the first time Snowpiercer.
Oh, that's a great movie too. I have seen that movie.
Have you seen it, Blue?
Seen what? Wait, what movie?
Snowpiercer.
I haven't seen that fucking movie. I really want to watch it now because I love Parasite, and I was I have to watch this dude's stuff now.
Well, so what I never realized, I saw it when it first came out. There's like a limited release, and so I found it at a theater nearby. Went to see it. Great, but I never realized that that's the same director of Parasite.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. So then Ab had, when he was over here, asked like, because he saw Parasite and then he was looking up other movies. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I saw he did like one with Chris Evans, like Snowpiercer. I was like, that was him? I was like, oh, I've seen that. It's great. Let's watch movie. It. We watched it. I guess we can't talk too much because I don't want to spoil anything for Blue.
I think it just kind of plays on the same thing of the class kind of system. It does. Of the poor and rich. I think it plays on the same kind of themes.
And that was the good shit for me in Parasite.
Yeah, I liked a lot of the symbolism. Like, I mean, I would have noticed this too if I wasn't watching this dude break it down. But like when they run away from the family, like when they get away, they go like down a hill and they go downstairs and it's like they go from the very top. Like
I just everything about the movie is so artfully. It's every single thing. One of the cool things I remember. Well, I mean, we're already talking spoilers, right?
Yeah, we're spoilers.
Is Jessica was always. She was always the one who seemed to be like the most hopeful as like someone who could actually pull the family out of like their, you know, their class. And then even during the scene where they're in the living room, where they're all drinking and stuff, she's the only one who's not sitting on the floor. She's sitting on the sofa. So and then in the movie as well, she didn't have to steal a job. She made her own. And that's exactly why she had to die at the end of the movie. And I was like, God, even like all these small things are just throughout the entire movie. And it's just like so good. Delicious. Yeah.
There's a lot. It feels like everything is like paid off in that movie. Like there's not one thing that is left. Like
just the entire message of it too is just very perfect. I don't know. It's very the entirety of if you're rich, then you're probably going to end up being rich regardless. And even when the poor get to exploit the rich still benefit. Like it's just good shit.
I'm glad I went in knowing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was about to watch a trailer before and I was like, nah, I don't need to. I'd rather just go in blind.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was not expecting any of that. It was real good. But Snowpiercer, I really like too, just because of the idea it explores. Mm-hmm. I like those movies I talk about that even regardless, Snowpiercer is good anyway, but I really like the ones that just explore the weird ideas, like I talked about, like Cube or Buried or
mm-hmm.
these certain scenarios, how do they play out? Like even like Maze Runner, for instance, that like young adult film.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the ones after because I heard they were trash, but I wanted to watch Maze Runner just because it was like this idea that these teenagers.
The first one's pretty decent, I think.
The teenagers are stuck in this like giant.
And they don't know how to get there.
Giant maze. They don't know how to get there. I don't think they remember really who they are or whatever, but mm-hmm. they're there. And then there's this maze that they're trying to get out of, but they can't. And at like, if you're there at night, you die or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a cool concept. I just want to see how people explore that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Snowpiercer's idea of the world is frozen over and the last survivors are all on this train that's like a self-sustaining ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
How would that play out? And that's Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
It's dope. I guess the people who listen to this, who skip the spoilers, won't hear this anyway, but I do recommend it.
I like the one thing I liked about one thing I would have liked about Paris.
After my third watch,
I liked. So I didn't understand. So it starts off as like the boy starts working for them first, and then he gets his whole family to work for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a secret man that lives in the basement whose wife is one of the caretakers of the family or something.
Well, don't learn about that until like halfway through the movie.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. When everything like turns.
Yeah.
But she was the previous like housemaid or whatever that family's mom took over. Mm-hmm. When they kicked her out with like the peaches and everything. Kicked her out. And that's when she comes back because she's like, I got to feed my husband. Has been stuck down in the...
That's one thing I didn't understand about the movie when he was breaking it down. They're like listening to a conversation in the basement and then they all fall down and then she takes like a video of it or something like that saying like he has a sister or a mom or something like that. And then all of a sudden they're in the position of power. I didn't get that. Oh, I didn't really watch it.
So you didn't even watch the movie. I'm literally gonna fucking dropkick your ass. I'm literally gonna Gandor.
I was watching the guy break down scenes and then I was like, I'm kind of lost on this part. So I'm having you guys.
I don't want to explain it because I would rather you just watch the movie. Yeah,
just watch it forehead.
Fine.
There. That's possibly the most important scene in the movie.
I also
it sets up everything for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
I like how that kid carries around a rock like the whole time or something like that, and then he just knocks him out. Like that's I thought that was hilarious.
Well, I also thought it was funny that it starts out his friend's like, yo, I need you to take care of this. I'm going to college, but with the family, like their daughter, as soon as she gets out of high school, I'm going to marry her. And then he's like, oh, okay, whatever. But then he falls for her. They fall for each other. And then he's like, as soon as she gets out of high school, I'm going to marry her. And then for a second, too, I thought it was going to be like some weird thing. When they first showed the basement, I thought they were going to be like, oh, it's going to be like
a dungeon.
Either like the family or people beforehand that they trapped, and this is just a never-ending cycle.
Oh.
Like, I thought that's what it was going to be, and then they showed the husband. I was like, yeah. Wait, what? And then it took a different turn. I thought too,
mm-hmm.
But I thought they were going to do that for a second.
I also thought how they ended it was really interesting. Like they're looking for the dad, right? But then the dad says he just hides himself in that basement, mm-hmm. So he just becomes that guy.
Yeah.
But then, like, Kevin, right? That's his name or something like that. He's going to get, like, a good job and stuff like that.
And then he does.
Yeah, and then it's just a fantasy. It's not real.
That shit was heartbreaking. And then it brings you right back to the basement, and it's like, oh.
So is he really, that's another thing. Like, is he really actually in the basement, or was that part of Kevin's, like, fairy tale? Like, his dad is still missing, or is he actually still in the basement?
No, that was just him thinking about his future, but... The reason that brings you back to their little basement home is like this isn't actually going to happen.
Yeah,
this is just him writing his letter to his dad, dreaming about it, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just kind of sad. But his dad is in the basement. Yeah,
else is in the basement?
This Adri. Nice. Yeah. Not the doggos.
No.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that just does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the GG Over Easy Podcast.
Yeah.
Brought to you by crime.
Oh, crime. It's not crime if you break into your own car, all right?
People watch and we're probably like, should we call the police?
That's what I was really... Okay, so long story. Okay, so before the podcast started, I
want to hear about this.
I drive to Christian's house. Spoiler alert for those who didn't know. To record the podcast.
Well, a house. This is a tavern.
Oh, excuse me. Immersion purposes. Your tavern. I ride on my steed on a tavern.
Yeah, and your horse and wagon. Yes. Come on, bro.
My fault. And then I pay the toll of the King's Road. So I like park my car, and like when I leave my car, I always do the key, wallet, phone check. I don't know if you guys do that too. I go key, wallet, phone every time.
I actually do that very often because I have terrible paranoia. So I actually do that like every 30 minutes probably.
Same.
So like the one time I didn't do it because I was like, oh God, what are we
doing? That's why you do it.
I like, because I got out and I was like, I'm late. And I get out, press the little button to lock my car because my car's old. I don't have a unlock thing.
Fob.
Yeah, I'm not cool like that. So when I pretended to always lock my car, I go boop boop. Like I would just like press nothing and go boop boop with my mouth. It fooled everybody.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh.
So like,
can't break into that now.
Lock the door, close it, take two steps, and I was like, oh, I didn't do the wallet phone key thing. I was like, we're straight, you know. And then I go wallet phone key.
Boom. Key.
Yeah, and then yeah, just the immediate in my, I was like, I did not. So and then like I look in the car, I just see keys right there on the center console. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, not now. So Christian opens the door, he's like, whoop. And then I was like, lock my keys in my car. I gotta figure this out. Do you have a clothes hanger?
I just think of the POV of like, you know, all those things like POV is, yeah, and it's a picture. It'd be like looking at you like face up on the glass. Like this. It's like POV is the keys locked in your car.
Yeah. And so I'm like, do you guys have a metal hanging rod? And what are we like in the 1990s? Nobody has a full metal hanger rod anymore. Like, no. That's not a thing anymore. No. Very rare. And they're shitty hangers, too. You have some left, Blue?
The head ass is strong. Who doesn't have?
No, I don't anymore.
Cheap plastic ones you get from like Target, yeah, like 100 like, pack for like $2.
Yeah, right? That's what I have too.
I have metal hangers.
Nope.
No.
Maybe it's a regional thing.
Got to cut corner in some places.
Yeah, Midwest doesn't believe it.
I just have like a shit ton of metal hangers.
Yeah, I have none.
Real quick. That brings me up. I guess Colorado is technically the West, but I feel like it's Midwest.
No, we're West.
But then I think
we still got the Midwest.
We still got Utah, then Nevada, then California.
Yeah, but
I would much rather you be considered part of the West.
We're like, we're right on the cusp of West. Like Kansas is Midwest. Do we really want to be affiliated with Kansas? Fucking
yeah, exactly.
Wyoming, well, yeah, Nebraska. Exactly.
We might as well be nobody.
You know, Oklahoma. No disrespect. No, I'm not disrespect, but come on.
Well, when entertainment stuff happens, you know where they go? West Coast.
Yeah.
Well, suddenly we don't matter at all. You know,
but see, there's West and then there's West Coast.
I would much. You really are not making good argument for Colorado, Mr. Fruit, since you want all those things. No one cares about it. Yeah, but we're Midwest. It's like, how about you start saying that you're part of the West?
And you know, dude, we are an equilateral state. Every side we have is equal to each other.
You also know what is up with Colorado? It's one of 10 states. Oh. Just right back. Keep them rolling. Go. We're one of like 10 proposed states or something that are going to, in the next like 20, 30 years, are going to see maybe. Who really knows? But a giant influx of population as people escape the rising sea tides.
Yeah.
Really?
And sea levels, yeah.
It's, I didn't know that. It was Houston, Colorado.
Just watch the news.
A couple other states, but
yeah.
I guess I just remember Houston, Colorado, because that's where I live and that's where you guys live.
Yeah. Yeah. The other ones don't matter.
Houston, yeah. Denver, whatever.
But that's the good news. Yeah. You're all drowning? We're a mile high, baby.
Woo, woo.
We got a little while.
I was trying to explain that to
Hassan. I'll probably die before it matters.
He's like, he's like, if I went to Colorado, he's like, how higher is that than me right now? And I was like, a mile
5280,
high. I was like, a mile higher. I was like, I'm literally a mile higher in the sky than you right now.
Hey, down there.
Yeah.
There,
I mean, I was like, it literally does it really work like that? So say like I moved my body. I'm sitting here
you
right
would be
now.
A mile up of and, sea level. Yes.
And we moved me over California, but we moved the earth, you know, like I stand still and you move the earth instead.
Yeah. And so,
yes, just whoop. And I'm now over San Francisco. I on the ground or I'm in a mile?
You're a mile high and you fall and die.
That's cool.
Oh, we're vibing. San Antonio's 650 feet above sea level. That's, you know, that buys us a couple hundred years.
That's something.
Yeah, that's like a, yeah, that does.
Well, that's the thing too with Colorado, especially the mountains. Zombie outbreak, you go to the mountains. Because once it gets cold, they got to trudge through all that stuff. Their muscle tissues and stuff are going to get cold, freeze over, boom.
Yeah, but then I have to be You're cold, easy, man. Dude. That's my one thing about Colorado.
Just build, okay, like, well, a little, just build like a little house on the mountain. Easy.
I hate being
okay,
cold.
Okay, so when it's the zombie snow. Apocalypse, you're like, but I don't want to be cold. Yes. I would rather take my chances over there.
Yes,
I do hate
with
being
all
cold,
the zombies.
Though.
I hate being cold. I hate
build
snow.
Build a fire too. For it.
You know when you scrape snow off your car? That's the worst feeling in the world. And you're going to say no because I have a garage now. But now, like, when I scrape off snow off my car, it's the worst thing in the world, and I hate
it. No, you want to know what is great?
What?
Being cold, because then it's so nice to curl up and be warm. Well, but when you're hot, I find it's so much easier. It's so much easier to be warm when I'm cold than to get cold when I'm hot.
I think I prefer coming in after a hot day in, like, a nice, cool room than I do coming in after being freezing.
No.
I'm just a...
It's like a warm shower.
I'm a cold-blooded creature. You know, like isn't that right? Like,
That's a reptile.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying.
Cold,
but like,
they want their edgy.
But like, if I'm cold, yes. I'm gonna be cold. Like, I'm whatever the room temperature is. Like, I'm not a hot or cold
so you
person.
Want room temp?
I'm just very there.
Well, come to Texas.
Like,
prove
this hoodie.
Where the grass is green and the drinks are.
And our winter is only ever thicker. Good to like 40 degrees.
They're thick.
Yeah, you could go down there.
Yeah,
why
also
not?
Also, we got great tacos.
Yeah, they do have good tacos.
So anyways, about my car.
Oh, yeah, right.
In so my car. So I'm like looking any way to do this and not spend money. The last thing I want to do is have to spend money to get in my car. And just like that's the last thing that I need.
I had a freeway.
Oh, what was that?
Break the window.
Okay, Dad, you're just an idiot. So I'm just like thinking of anyways. And Claire goes, Rob, can you take off your antenna? I was like, I don't think so. So I go outside, like, try and do it with my hand. I'm like, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm not going to be able to kind of, well, let me do this real quick. So I had to get, like, a pair of pliers. I take off the antenna. And so I end up, like, bending my antenna a little bit. So it has, like, a little
fish hook.
Yeah, a little hook. And I have Claire just pry open my door. And on freaking cue, I'm like, God, I have Claire out here. I should probably get Mr. Fruit. And on cue, coming out there, eating a fucking banana. He literally walks out there like.
To be fair, I had a headache and I was feeling nauseous. I needed something in my stomach.
You managed to turn into a dad in like within like not even a year of having your house.
I was like, hi, Mr. Fruit. He's just like, you get in yet?
You won't cry out, man.
Yeah, so. I ended up getting it hooked. Thank God.
Oh, and to be fair, though, during this, I'm setting up the podcast.
You are, yes.
I'm not like
yes.
just picking my nose in here like, you guys got it.
Yeah, he was setting up the podcast, to be fair. And we got in, thankfully, and I didn't have to spend any money. My antenna now, though, if you do see Rob driving on the freeway and you see a 1998 Honda Passport with a little hook, that's me.
That's him.
That's me.
You can immediately know.
Look at me go. I really do be zooming.
It was good, though. Like, because he had it in straight, and he would get the point right to the little lock that you have to, like, pop up.
Yeah, thankfully, I have the one where it can just hook onto the thing and go up. Yeah. I don't have, like, a little nubby one or the one that kind of
See, I'd be
like
screwed, because when I had the little minivan, it was like the... It looks like a little pill.
Yeah,
you know,
like, oh, like a little beep, like
yeah,
that.
Like nothing.
And then, like, if it was locked, it would go in like
all
that.
The way in. Nothing. I'd be screwed.
Yeah. So we thankfully got it, and I didn't have to pay any money to get back in my stupid fucking crappy car.
Yeah. So that was how we started this. Last time we started, you know, my car got stuck in snow. This time you left your keys
in
your car.
Don't get in a car, Blue.
Next
For
time,
the next week, stay out of a car.
It's going to be some Final Destination
stuff.
I
haven't gone anywhere.
Okay, good.
Good. Keep it that way. Yeah,
at least for the next week. We got to keep you safe. It's like in The Dark Knight when they're telling everyone, like, no, don't go anywhere. And then I think it was like that judge goes into her car and she sees like a Joker card. Turns out it was full of explosives. I don't want to hear about that with Blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what we stay away from that.
Yeah. Avoid that with all. It would just be a card and on it would say audio listeners. And you'd be like, oh. And you know,
well, I do have a podcast review. I was
that
really...
only took us 50 minutes or so into the podcast,
but we have a podcast review, a 5-star review from Cayenne Jelly.
Thank you.
And for some reason, the title is just yes. So
yes.
So like yeah, I guess
yes.
The Dream Team is back and better than ever. Special guests, Japanese Mercy, and a lot of dumb questions make this podcast perfect for anybody looking for a good time. Also, I'm loving the TTT uploads. Keep them coming.
Thank you.
We just need a patch. We need patch notes first, and we need to get everybody in the Discord first.
Well, thank you for that review, Curry Jelly.
I also had a 1-star review that I saw and I thought was funny and I was going to read it. But then if I read...
No, you're encouraging
them. Yeah, exactly. If I will read it off stream, but it's funny.
You're going to catch me in my blade, except
but
it's going to be real.
But it is a pretty funny 1-star review. But stop doing that. That's not funny.
Hey, what's on this? What the fuck? Oh, what is that?
Oh, I think you thought it was like peanut butter or something.
Yeah, I thought so. I was like, who's been touching my sore with peanut butter? Oh, jeez. I'm going to hurt myself.
Like peanut butter all over my hands. Not me.
Cornbread like,
slide, slide my tub of peanut butter off to the side.
So, thank you for that review. We have a rough list here. Let's go through it.
Because
I'm sure we've done a terrible job. Read review.
I did that.
Done.
I did that.
Rob breaks in the car. Done.
We did that. I didn't break. Okay, it was my car. FBI agent,
nope.
Making sure this is cool.
You just admitted to it.
Nope.
You're done.
My
kid.
Car.
Is your name on the title?
Dad's name.
You're done, kid. That's it.
Just all of a sudden they busted.
Yes, sir. This man. Parasite.
The day you walked away,
Parasite talked about.
That was at the bottom.
And Snowpiercer we talked about. Yeah, we've kind of been...
What's next on there?
Games we're looking forward to in 2020.
God, we're finally doing it.
I guess the only game that right now that I can really think about, like in the foreseeable future, like which is like 3 months for me. like
which is tomorrow?
Probably Doom. I think Doom is the only kind of cool game before the fall that like I'm actually kind of excited for.
All right.
I think Doom is going to be sweet. I keep like seeing things and like they added... It looks like they added this place where you can get like collectibles and stuff like that, and you can kill like certain bosses and take their like thing and put it in your like game room. I think they call it. It's sick. It looks just really cool. I'm down for that. So Doom for me. What about you, Blue?
So there's two games. Obviously, Cyberpunk looks dope.
I'm really excited for it. Well, as long as it doesn't get delayed, not 2020.
As long as it doesn't get delayed to 2021, Monka.
Which everyone would be like, hey, I would rather have it. Not be delayed than rushed.
I would.
And then
I'd rather play it and just be like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mind blown.
But then the other game I'm super excited about is a game called Blue Protocol, which is like an MMORPG from Bandai. And I don't know if it's going to get an English release this year, But I know that they talked about how they wanted to have it released this year, in Japan at least. And they've been doing all these big updates, or not updates. They've been doing all these like,
what closed... is it?
It's an MMORPG, and it looks really cool because it has it looks like combat system. X looks really fun.
It looks like anime Monster Hunter MMO.
Anime Monster, Monster Hunter. Kind of.
I was like, that's what Monster Hunter is.
Well, no but like it looks anime. Like an anime.
Yeah. Like, but doesn't Monster Hunter look like an anime?
No.
It looks like a.
You keep talking. Like I'll pull up a picture for him. Yeah.
I literally bring it up, and he should be like, "Oh, that's what you mean."
Yeah,
but I mean that sounds interesting. And Bandai's making it, like the Dragon Ball Bankai or Bandai.
Bunk.
Yeah.
Mukbang.
Bandai. I love that. It looks really good, though. I'm really excited for it. I've been watching a lot of videos on it, and then I even signed up for the beta coming up. Which
so you're saying it's only getting a Japanese release?
Well, for the time being, but they have like people who they want for like English localization that they put up on their site for like a job. Oh. So hopefully,
are you applying?
I mean, what am I gonna? I don't know how to. I can't translate Japanese. All I know is baka and nani, and that's all I got. All right, that's as far
arigato
as
arigatou.
Yeah, that one too. So
that looks cool.
It looks really good, and I'm really excited for it. And I've been following it for like half a year at this point. I've been so excited for it.
That seems sweet.
And then yeah, I mean, I've just been keeping up on like on the changes they've been making, and they just released. They had like this whole stream or video.
Isn't Temtem coming out in 2020?
2021 spring.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's this official.
It looks like Breath of the Wild release. Like I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
It looks really good. And then I've just been keeping up with it a lot, and I'm just really excited for it. I really want to dive into an MMO. It's just I've never found an MMO that has like
Destiny.
Really grabbed. All right, buddy. I've never found like an MMO that's
all
like.
And that's this
me.
Episode of GG.
And I think it mostly just comes down to the combat. Like you can't because like with I tried Final Fantasy for a while, and I really liked
you
it.
You liked
just,
it
like
a lot. I thought
I liked it a lot. It's just I don't. I need like that level of immersion of like being like really in control of your character.
Mm-hmm.
And with Final Fantasy, it's like, it's still, I mean, you're controlling them, but for the most part, you're like 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 6, 3.
Whoa.
Four,
one, hey.
Six.
I have the same issue as you, Blue. I've wanted a game like that. Like the close, I gave like Black Desert Online a little shot. Cause I heard that was, that and there's Dragon
EverQuest?
No. I'm trying to think. There's some other one, I can't think of the name right now, that are supposed to be more like
the Diablo one? The
action combat MMOs.
Yeah, exactly.
Which like because I'm the same way with you. I don't want like a tab clicker or whatever they're called.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a WoW or whatever. I don't like want to cycle like through. Yeah.
And I like rotational like stuff, like, oh, you have to master the rotation for your max DPS or heals. And that's fun. But like I need a little more than
4-3.
I need like a little bit of skill shotting. Yeah. I need some movement, you know what I mean? I need more than just go stand here. You are now standing here. And now I'm going to type 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. Perfect DPS combo.
Six.
Incredible.
Like, I need some action.
Yeah. I'm the same way with you. So that's why I'm also hoping, I think you were the first one to show me too. That Blue Protocol comes out sick. Or, well, first off, just comes out in English. Because there are always so many that seem promising and then never see an English release, and so I never keep up with them.
Why wouldn't you be able to play it if the text was Japanese? You just guys.
None of it's localized servers, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so ping would be off the chart. Like, unplayable.
But the cool part about about the beta that I think they're doing in late March or something is that it's not like IP blocked like the other ones. So if you really wanted to, you could
IP block. What does that mean?
It means if you're from the United States, you can't connect to it at all. Even if you got like a key
region lock,
you need to use like a VPN and everything.
VIP or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Hey, no free advertising. I don't know. Yeah, I know they're all something VPN.
Yeah, I just see them everywhere.
But yeah,
but not here. What are you doing? What's your game of 2020?
Godfall looks pretty cool.
Oh, I forgot about that game. Yeah. It looks so tight.
Is Cycle going to see a full release in 2020?
Who?
Cycle. The Cycle. Like
the Cycle?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I like that game. That game was a lot of fun, actually.
You didn't play with us the other
day.
Well,
the other day I was playing CSGO while you guys were playing the cycle.
Okay, can we also talk about that? Matches take like an hour and a half.
In what, CSGO?
Yeah, you're like, match, bro.
Dude, that's literally just because every game I go into of CSGO goes like 15-14, and then sometimes it'll go 15-15, and then,
I forget what we were doing. But it was like, all right, let's go. It's like Rob's like, oh, just start a CSGO game. It won't be too long. So then it's like an hour.
It wasn't because it was 8-2. And then they came back.
It's like an hour. And then he hops in. He's like, guys, sorry. It's like 14-14. Hopefully we win this. Otherwise, it's going to overtime. 45 minutes later. Yo, guys, I'm ready. It's like, dude, that was one match.
That game went like, I think it was like 18-16, I think was the final score of that game. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, it went on for about at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, God.
And I don't mean it to go that long.
It's just like...
They're fun, though, man. I'm in the fucking zone. I love CS. I love CSGO. That's my game of 2020.
Now, hopefully you
Project
can...
Project A.
You can take that aim.
Project A.
Warm it up there.
That's what we did, and then we got Triple Pizza Challenge after that.
That's true. You've been...
And then we did...
You've been struggling a little bit. What's been going on, man?
A lot of CSGO, man. CSGO just shoots way different than every other game. So, that's like, true.
It's all about learning the spray pattern. Well, controlling in CSGO, the spray
I can just be looking.
Couple clicks.
Wait, is Rob worse than me in Apex?
For 30 fucking minutes, it seems like. Just looking at a specific angle, just sitting there. And then they come, pew. And then I just move on. Like,
if Rob's doing that bad, maybe I can come back to Apex.
Yeah. You should.
Come on, Blue.
I literally, like, since going back to Apex and trying to, like, do content in Apex again, my penis has gone down at least 3 inches in size and girth.
Hey, man, it's not the size at of the least. Boat. It's the motion of the ocean, big guy, right?
At least.
Well, the motion of the ocean isn't working.
It doesn't
working
really seem like
Studio
it.
Studio 71, we need some enhancement pills.
Like, right.
if we get an enhancement pill, like, don't be like, wow, Rob, like, needs help. Yeah, I need it, okay?
They're like, this pill, most people need it for their love life. I need it for my gaming life.
I need it for Apex because it's fucking tiny when I play. I just get
Viagra for gaming win.
Yeah, I also was pretty hammered that night.
That wasn't the only night. Let's be real.
Okay, shut up. Okay.
It's hilarious because so there's like some fights where sometimes I'm not able to spectate, which is a shame, but I'll know you're in a fight and I'll see Rob go down and then no comms, no nothing. I'm like, what? What happened? So I go back in his stream and he just like misses, gets up, he's gone. And like Ab and I are like trying to get caught. Like, what happened? Rob? Okay. This is fine. This is fine.
See, when Rob like commits to something though, like in like a shooter, like he has like this pride thing. So he's like, if I can't beat this dude on my own, I don't serve
him. Hey, I'm actually going to bring up maybe something controversial on this podcast. I don't see what everybody's fault with Ninja's tweet was. I'm going to be honest. The tweet about like being angry when you lose and is not a bad thing.
Why didn't I pull it up?
Yeah, dude, I really agree with that. I don't see what anybody. I don't get it.
I think it really depends from person to person.
Yeah,
everyone has a different method to how they improve. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at it from like a Smash perspective, right? Because when I see like, there's some people who get genuinely like really fucking mad,
Leffen,
and they're upset. Yeah, like Leffen. And they're super, super mad, and they use that to improve. But then there's other Smash players who are just like, man, like MKLeo.
Like Mango, something like that.
Definitely
who is one of the most dominant players of all time in Smash. He doesn't get angry. He's just like, man, I guess maybe I did something wrong. I guess I'll just have to, I'll have to improve next time. And what does he do? He's wins like 8 S tiers in a row. Yeah. So it really depends on from person to person. So I think some people resonated with it, and they're like, oh, yeah. I get fucking mad, and I should get mad. But then there's champions like MKLeo who are way better than you, who are like, you know what?
Tweet popped off.
Yeah. It's okay.
But I totally disagree with that.
What I'm saying
is
Ninja's not nearly as dominant as MKLeo, and MKLeo is my inspiration. And what you should be doing is watching MKLeo's tweets and not Ninja's.
Yeah, I agree with you. So the tweet, he said,
yeah,
the phrase, it's just a game, is such a weak mindset. You are okay with what happened, losing, imperfection of a craft. When you stop getting angry after losing, you've lost twice. There's always something to learn and always room for improvement. Never settle.
I think weak mindset was maybe a bad way to phrase it.
I think weak mindset and you've lost twice.
Yeah.
Because when I take a loss.
He's been very over the top for sure, but yeah. I get where he's coming from.
I understand. Like, I think if he's trying to, I think the problem was he was trying to defend his way of going about it, mm-hmm. and some people's way, yeah. like you,
yeah.
Leffen, who lose and get pissed.
Yeah,
and some people are like, it's just a game. And the reason that's not good is you're mitigating how that person's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to tell them, this doesn't matter that much. You shouldn't
be
upset.
That's literally why I got in a fight with my dad at a rec soccer game. He's like, Robert, you don't need to be mad. It's just yeah. a game. And I literally was like, Dad, you're not my therapist. Leave me alone. And he yelled at me. It's a whole
because, yeah, essentially they're downplaying how you're feeling. It's just saying like,
you're an idiot.
You shouldn't be feeling this way. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I understand that. But then when he's trying to say, he's essentially then saying, though, that that's the only way to improve. And I think that's where he's wrong.
I think so, too. I think that's definitely not the only way you can improve.
But I do think.
But I don't see why it makes him a bad guy or he's trying to say you should be super angry and toxic.
I mean, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think people blew it up.
I think people took angry and toxic and kind of combined the same.
So
they're not the same.
So I can understand why people had a problem with it, though, because Ninja has built his entire brand on Fortnite on being a kid's channel, essentially, right? Yeah. So
I feel like he's moved from that since going to Mixer, though. He says like shit on his stream and whatnot.
No, yeah, no doubt. But
Jesus, hey, whoa, we're gonna get demonetized, bro. Come
on. My bad. Jeez,
he has a really big kids fan base. So like, as like a parent, when you see someone like, oh, if you, it's okay to be like really mad at video games. Is how a lot of people took it, which isn't what Ninja meant for sure. He's a competitive person. He's always been a competitive player. So obviously he wants to be better at a game when he loses. Well,
and also for 99% of the people who play video games are not like competitive esport players.
In the same way that he is. Which,
yeah.
Which I mean, to be fair, he's not either, but he's inherently a competitive person. So
yeah.
I mean, the one thing I guess I would argue is if you're getting upset about a game, but you're not trying to get better at all,
mm-hmm.
then I think that's
yeah, exactly.
That's where the problem lies.
Yeah, like then at this point, it's just a game. Is like, bro, stop playing that. It's not good for
yeah.
you.
That's yeah, that's why I stopped playing Destiny. Like, yeah. I'm not playing Destiny to get good at it. I would literally just play it and be angry and hate myself, and I don't want that
because that can be.
At
just
the end of the day, you can only put so much in a tweet. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
From what Ninja's coming from, it's of course he's mad. He wants to get better, and there's a difference between what Fruit said, getting better. And just getting mad at a game because you're fucking mad.
Yeah. I just didn't think it deserved like the backlash that as much backlash as he got. I just thought it was.
Well, I think too when he says when you stop getting angry after losing, you lost twice. A lot of people take that as you have like, to be over the top angry.
Yeah, like you suck. Win.
Yeah.
But oh, you like, don't get angry at video games? You suck, bro.
Yeah, but one, people internalize it different. And I guarantee you, if someone's competitive and they lose, even MKLeo, he's gonna be like, okay. He's going to be calm about it and be like, all right, I know how to improve. But he's still gonna be upset he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where he lost.
Like, the only way you can improve is to have an angry emotion instead of like accepting one or like a learning
you should,
one.
I think
or
what he's like, trying to say is you should care about your losses.
Yeah.
And if you stop caring about your losses, that's when you're no longer competitive.
Yeah. I think
that's what he's saying.
Being angry works for me. It works for him. It works for other people. You know,
people just care differently with their losses. I used to get really mad, but I've just kind of grown to be like, okay, well, how do I improve next time?
I used to get really mad too.
Yeah.
I used to.
You still get really mad. When did you stop?
That's what you get. That's what you sign up for.
Everyone just cares differently about when they're competitive. So,
yeah.
But you can only put so much in a tweet.
Yeah, so I just think it was a big misunderstanding. I think his message was he had the right idea. He just went about the wrong way saying it in a way that
he made a hot tweet.
Yeah, with the platform he has, it could so easily be like it wasn't.
If I had black the platform he had, dude, I would. You know, you have
very quickly lose it.
Yeah, I would literally, if I'm making a tweet like that, even now, if I made a tweet like that, I would make sure that there's no way that this could be misconstrued that I hate any other way.
The only person who would still have their platform is Fruit because he posts, wow, what food is so good? Delicious, nom nom.
Hey, just posted a video. I'm over here like 93 till infinity, bitch. Like just random ass shit sometimes.
Listen, I just don't include my opinion somewhere.
No, I mean, you won't find most of my opinions on that Twitter.
But
some of them you will, but like a lot of them I'll leave out.
I just don't.
I also don't feel like I need to tweet that, like, or something
I feel there's something that spurred this on. I think I'd seen it. There was like a clip in his thing where was streaming and someone was like everyone's like quit being mad. Yeah. And so I think that he was just like, all
tilted.
Right. Yeah. So I understand. For
I mean,
me,
also it's Fortnite and you're like a multimillionaire. So like chill.
Yeah.
So like relax. I mean, you're not wrong though, Glue. Like, hey, relax. Yeah. Again, you're not wrong.
For me though, like I'm so bad at posting on Instagram and Twitter and stuff because when I'm doing something, the last thing I think about is I need to tweet or post this.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually just don't.
I do it like after the fact.
And I forget where I was listening to it, but someone had been talking about it and how it's so important because some people don't find that disconnection and some people stop. Some people get confused and don't realize at what point am I doing this because I want to do this or am I doing this so I can post
for the
about
gram?
It?
Yeah.
And so I'm just on that opposite spectrum where I'm doing stuff
for you.
Hopefully someone will be like, we should take a picture and I'll go, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like
just, me, like when we're at PAX. Yeah. Like, let's
like I'm thankful you did because otherwise I wouldn't have any pictures of PAX.
No.
Like,
well, and that's one thing that like has come for me with like relationship. I used to never take pictures, but when you have a girlfriend for so long, they love taking pictures. So I like to take pictures.
Claire doesn't. Claire we doesn't have like honestly, we've been together almost 6 years. It's embarrassing how few photos we probably have together.
When I was taking a girl on a date and we were going to see that movie and I was telling them about you, I was like, let me see if I have they posted about him. I had to go back to when Claire graduated college, which was like 3-4 years ago, to find a picture of you two together. And I was like, this is there from like 4 years ago. There was nothing like this anymore.
Yeah. Whoops. Well, and also Claire is also that same way. And the fact that like she doesn't need to be on social media. She doesn't care. She doesn't post anything.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be in a lot of stuff too, just because she wants to keep private stuff. So then add that onto somebody who doesn't think about it at all. It's just, we're just two people who's like, we just don't remember to do anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Where did that start from? God only knows, right? A tweet or?
Oh, Ninja's tweet.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't matter how we got there. What does matter is this ad break.
Yay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back. This episode of the GG Over Easy podcast, we'll be wrapping this one up with some more Patreon questions.
Yeah, dude, thank you for bringing it in. Not even asking me if I was ready because I'm literally logging into it right now because for some reason that logged me out. So give me a hot
second.
We're
going to sit here in silence.
No, please don't. I hate that. I hate that. I hate silence. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't, because now it's like
ticking.
now because now I feel like I have people watching me, and when I have people watching me, I don't like that.
But when you stream, you have face cam and
verify this device. Are you kidding me?
You're just gonna swipe by that one?
Well, no, but in like this, in the sense of like in like real like life, like I don't like eyes on me. I don't like a scene. You know what I mean?
But if you're streaming your face cam, you got
But that's so different. Like, I don't see those eyes on me. I'm talking in this room.
Like public speaking and that kind of
stuff. Yeah. I'm a bad public speaker. If like I think a girl's cute or something like that, nah. Like I shut down. And that's what I was talking about my stream the other day. Like any time I've ever been in a relationship with a girl, they were the ones to make the first move. Like hang out or like talk or text or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm just shy. So I have to verify this device. Okay, so you guys need to talk about something because I have to verify my device. Because somebody couldn't wait for the intro.
Yikers. Am I right?
So, Mr. Well, Fruit.
Yep.
What are some of your best pulls from your Sword and Shield pack?
What the fuck?
I'm so glad you asked. I got a full Marnie. Which is actually really rare. Or high value. And a full art Professor Research. Which is also, real high value. I got almost all the cards I wanted for my deck. I got 3 Sable IVs, which I needed. I only got 2 Obstagoons, though. I need 2 more.
Nice.
Pulled some I'm trying to think of the rainbows I pulled. I only pulled one Zacian, which is a little unfortunate. Yeah. But aside from that, I think I did all right. I got way too many Stonejourners, tell you that much. I did get my boy Cramorant.
Hell yeah. Did the full art?
No.
Oh, Pippa Hands.
Did get a full art Sableye, though, and it looks sick.
Oh, nice.
I got a lot of full art in rainbows, though. I don't know where they are, but I got a lot.
Okay.
We're here. Okay.
Oh.
All right, we're back.
Let me find one that I like because I just pulled them up.
What you say? What you say? What you say? What
did you say? Okay, here we go. This is from Derek Carstens.
Hey, Derek.
With Fruit's new car mentioned, are you guys interested in cars or have any friends to help help you work on your vehicles / advice on your purchases? Anything about motorcycles?
I have my friend Benjamin, who takes me to the car mechanic and they'll fix it.
Oh, really? Oh, Benjamin. I was like, Who's Benjamin? I was like, I've never met a guy named Benjamin.
Oh, it's a money joke. That's why
I didn't get it either, Blue.
Go eat a banana, big guy. You earned that.
No, but actually, my older brother loves cars.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge fanatic. He's worked on cars himself. He had one project for fun he did where he bought this old Beamer, mm-hmm. completely tore it apart, was like restoring it and everything.
Sounds like my dad.
He's loved cars. Mm-hmm. So if I ever have a question, guarantee I can ask him. And like, you know, a guy, that's my guy for mm-hmm. cars.
Okay.
He'll help with anything. If I needed like help fixing a car or something, he would be able to, mm-hmm. but usually I don't want to waste his time.
Any interest in like cars or just in general, or just is a car like for me is kind of just a form of transportation?
Yeah. Know? I like Corvettes. When I grew up, I always wanted a Stingray, mm-hmm. but that was really about it.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you get a Stingray that, now? Just kind of.
Because it's like 18 miles per gallon and like poor, like the insurance on it alone, the upkeep, the depreciation.
Yeah.
I'm all about the economic value and they're garbage.
Respect that.
Like the Z06s look great,
mm-hmm.
but there is no reason I should buy it.
Yeah.
Literally no reason. So.
The Camry.
Yeah. That's someone in the comments was like, it's so stupid. They should like buy a truck or a cool car.
Like, no, like that, like that's stupid.
That's
like,
some 7-year-old who just doesn't understand.
Yeah, like how a car works, you know? And like, we don't drive to work. When we go to work, we go, the most driving I get out of my car is coming here and the gym. That is it.
But then even then, for those few trips, I wanted it to be as economic as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Amber baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have an interest in cars, but like the cars that are just super omega expensive. I worked at a valet. Do not do that. That was disgusting. No, and I hate the sound of it. It seems like someone's like scratching my ear. So like I got to drive like Rolls Royces, like AMG Mercedes, like they were so Porsches, R8s, anything you can think of, dude. I drove it.
That's an Audi R8, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
No, come on.
He's a YouTuber.
Okay. MTAS.
Allier.
Oh, Allier has an
R8. That's what he has. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. If you're making Fortnite videos as much as Allier's, I bet you can get like a couple R8s. but like, so yours would be a Corvette. Like your dream car, right? Or I guess like
I never really thought about it. I mean, now it'd probably be different.
Yeah,
Z06 is still look sick, but like if I could get any car, it'd probably be something else.
Yeah, I guess mine would probably my favorite car is an Aston Martin. So any kind of Aston Martins, I love those things.
Is that the Bond car?
Yes, those are the James Bond cars. What about you? And then no motorcycles. My dad never had one. But and then my dad is the car guy. My dad knows everything that it is about cars. Like him and I just changed my alternator because it went out not too long ago. I've saved so much money because my dad just knows everything because he was like in the 60s when everything was like, I drive a 1969 GTR Camaro, like I know how to fix everything. And then here I am. None of his kids know how to fix cars. I can barely like change a tire. Like he feels like we were changing my alternator. He's like,
I failed you.
He said that. He's like, in terms of like a car and like fixing yours, like car and knowing that, he's like, I failed you. I was like, I didn't have any interest. I was like, you couldn't have done anything for me to like this. I was like, I hate this. What about you, Blue?
So deep lore for Blue Wessler here. In high school, I was actually really, really into cars, and even in college.
No way.
I was never like the type who, I mean, I'm not like a mechanical type. I don't know a lot of what goes into that. My cousin is a mechanic and he's really good at it. So he knows far more about cars than I ever will. He could probably fix everyone's car in this room right now because he's
mine needs it.
Thanks, Blue's cousin.
He's been doing this for a long time. But I was actually really into cars. I was the type of dude who played like Need for Speed and Forza and what do you call it? Gran Turismo. And I loved that stuff. And I actually for a while was really into rally cross and just in general rally car stuff. So I was like really into like Peugeot and like Lancia and
was Peugeot.
Some Porsche stuff. And that's like it's a
manufacturer. A French,
yeah. It's not really like the type of brand you'd see here. But it's very like big in like rally, you know, like and then obviously like more like notable ones like Mitsubishi, Lancers, Subaru, Audi, Fiat, stuff like that. So I was really into that, like that rally type stuff. That stuff was always so interesting to me and I loved watching it. So that's where I found my love for like imports, like Japanese cars.
Oh, okay. So
my dream car, which I'll probably never get in my lifetime, unfortunately, is the GTR.
I knew it.
That car so much.
I knew it. GTR. I was like, GTR. I was like, it's got to be.
As far as like reasonable dream car that I know I can acquire.
Hey, dude, Nissan GTRs are actually pretty reasonable. Like, if you could, I'm sure you could find one for pretty, like.
Oh, no doubt, but I would have to.
Yeah.
It's like it's like from like the mature standpoint, do I save up for a Nissan GTR or do I save up for a house? Like,
I'm with you.
Yeah, 2020 Nissan GTRs. Estimated MSRP value right now is 113,000.
Yep. Okay, that's like a 2020. Can we get like a?
It's miles per gallon is 16 in the city.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus. So as far as reasonable,
those cars like, just go fast, Mr. Fruit. Like that's what they do.
Sorry.
As far as reasonable car that I know one day I will hopefully get, that is also a car that I could use to actually like drive in the city.
Mm-hmm.
My current eyes are. One day I'll get WRX and be
happy.
What is
that?
Ooh.
WRX.
Okay,
if Mitsubishi was still making Evolutions, rest in peace. Think about your everyday buddy. I would get those, but I don't want to get like a fixer upper car that I have to be like constantly putting money into. Like,
if
you know,
I
as much as I like that idea, I also have to be reasonable. I'd have not made money. So
My like reasonable dream car is like a like the SUV BMW is like a X5, like a some mid 2010-15 X5 ish, something like that. What was that about?
No, they're nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. Like, that is, like... And you could get them. You could get, like, a 2013, 2014 for a pretty, like, reasonable price. They're not too bad. I just think they're really nice. Your mom has, like, that super omega nice one.
Well,
I think that's an X6.
Blue, you said... So, you said through high school to college. Does that mean your interest has waned since, or...?
I mean, I'm still... I mean, I still like car. I'm just not like as into them as I used to be, I guess. Like I would be, I was the dude who would be like, oh my God, yo, did you guys? Oh my God, the Stig bro. Oh, ha ha. Stig means. Ha, ha.
I love Top Gear though. Top Gear's awesome.
I love Top Gear.
Top Gear's awesome.
I loved Top Gear, Pippa Hands. I don't know.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that happened. But
and it turns out he's.
I'm still into cars. I'm just not like, I've kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've. There's like a limit to how in deep I can go into cars.
And I think I'm also not super into cars too, because my dad is way super into cars. And
you can't like the same thing.
No.
I can only like stuff like as going forward. I don't really like looking too far back. Cause then I'm gonna turn into like the dude who like, oh my God, yes, the 1970 BMW, a classic. This one is worth $200,000. And also, you have to put in approximately $200,000 a year just to upkeep this thing.
I do love 1991 BMWs M3s, though. But I will never buy something like that that's like 28 years old. Like, that is just stupid.
What do we got next, Rob?
We have a question from D. Okay, how do you, I'm going to say this first, and then you're going to tell me how to say it. Deficit Fox. It's DEIFIC.
Wait, well, let me see.
DIFIC
Fox.
DIFIC.
I guess. Why don't you make any League of Legends videos? You said you enjoy it and play it in your free time, but you've only made one video before. And I...
I'm joking. Yo, shout out. Yo, Riot, hit me up for Project A.
I like League every once in a while. This is why he doesn't make League videos.
I'm just being facetious because I can never play another MOBA after the death of Paragon. I'm scarred for life.
Now I have to set him back up, dude. Please.
No.
You can answer the question.
I sent a statement. I just cut you down, Blue. Yeah. With my samurai sword.
Dude, it's not my... You're the one... So you hurt me by killing Paragon, and then you hurt me by knocking me over. You really hate me, huh?
Dyfic, and then he goes, and I really enjoyed that video. Oh, thank you. So one of the reasons is to make content from that game the way I do is very different. Not only that, but that genre of game does not coincide with any other game I do.
Yeah, well, I think
like the kind of person that plays League, they can play other stuff, but like the people who don't play, like people who play League can play different games. But if you go the other way around, like first
people
person
who
shooters
play
who
League,
don't, yeah,
play,
it's just
or play MOBAs in general. Like
yeah, it's
that
just
kind
foreign.
Of, yeah,
and they don't understand it.
I feel like most viewers of League are looking for like a very specific content creator nowadays too. Like, there's not really like
well,
an out of
it's kind of like Toast. Like in the sense that like you kind of want to go and try to learn something while you watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much I'm here to kind of escape and watch something funny and laugh. It's more so let me learn something while I watch someone frag or something.
Thank you for lying and telling me that you laugh at my videos. I appreciate that.
What do you mean?
I mean a lot.
I was talking
about
I was making a self-deprecating joke, right? It's not that deep. And then the other part too is it's nice to one, have that completely separated because
it's a game you can play that...
I have an issue just because of the nature of my job. I'm normally playing a game. There's always like a, well, I could be recording, or is this going to be for a video? If it's not, why am I playing? That kind of stuff. It can like seep into the hobby part of playing video games. But with League, I know it's completely separate. Just me playing that game with friends or not, whatever. But it's completely separated, so I don't have to think about that kind of stuff. Yeah, and that's pretty much why.
Oh, I thought you had a question.
Oh, let me pull one up.
Good luck, dude. They're all pretty whack. You guys need to do better on these questions. There's one like, there's like Bombaloo Cat. Like, what is that? Like, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's one there, the Bombaloo Cat. Like, what is that?
Oh, wait, did we answer that?
Which one? And then there's like two TLDR questions. Like, that's too long. I didn't read. You guys got to remember who's reading these. They're me.
Okay, well, we'll just do this one. N.A. Barry asks,
okay,
what thing or person annoys you the most?
What person or thing annoys me the most? I think I've said this on the person I hate the most is a yes man. I hate somebody who just takes the path of least resistance and always just is like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
nope,
right.
Yep, yep. Like if they don't like something, you're like, oh, I like this. Oh, and they're just like, yeah, I like that too.
I love that.
I love that too. Yeah, I hate that. Like, don't.
It's the worst.
No, it's the absolute worst, right? I absolutely can't stand somebody who just always agrees with
same,
me, man.
Dude,
this, dude, I like this sword. This sword
is
really
sick,
nice.
Right?
Hey, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. You see? Nothing to like about that. It's just, that really annoys me when I see somebody who just takes the path of least resistance, even when they know. And they don't like where they're at, and all they have to do is just kind of change the pattern of saying yes all the time and kind of just be a victim and just always kind of be in that spot of just kind of sad. And I just don't want a yes man in my life because I've been a yes man and I was very sad and I didn't live for me and I was living for other people. And when I see a yes man, that's what I see, and it sucks and it makes me sad. So it doesn't really annoy me, more so kind of just makes me sad.
I got deep.
What about you, Blue?
Well, yes. What's the next question?
I hate a rude person. Rude people suck.
There's nothing that annoys you?
No, there is.
Me.
Oh, it's us, isn't it? that's why he doesn't want to say it. He's like, oh, God, no. All right, fine. I mean, I've talked about it. I hate... because I have that, I can't remember the name, but the mouth noises specifically. But certain noises, but yeah, like mouth noises trigger me.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Or like burping?
Like Rick and Morty. Yeah, the burping.
Literally can't watch Rick and Morty because all he does is burp. Like, it's can't. Like, he'll be like, talking
first
like,
time I'm like, oh, okay.
And like, then hey, just, Morty. Like,
every time I can't, that's all I focus, and then it's, and I can't focus, and it's like, and then it happens again, and I can't do it.
You're just over it.
And like I was telling Claire today when I'm at like the gym, sometimes I'll listen to like TED Talks or GDC Talks.
You put in this on Twitter, like, I sometimes listen to this to get hyped, and it was smog.
That gets me so hyped, dude.
That's so funny. So
sick. Anyway.
I'm so different than you.
But I'll listen to that, and sometimes they have the mic too close, and they're like, hold on, wide break. Like taking like a, I can like hear.
Is that why you go like over here when you're drinking your water?
Yeah, because I don't want people to have to hear that, or like they're too close to them. They hear like every mouth. Like, I just sit there like.
Blue, you don't like ASMR, do you?
I don't hate it.
Okay, so you don't hate it. Now you hate it, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Same reason. A lot of it. Yeah,
I just, hate it too.
Like.
Shark is the only one that I know that likes like, it.
Object stuff is fine, but when they start doing body noises or anything, that's like or mouth noises.
Have you seen one where it's like you close your eyes and it's like supposed to make you feel like you're getting a haircut? Mm-hmm. And that one is really weird. Like it'll,
oh yeah,
you'll hear like snips. Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
not a fan.
Well, we've been going on for
quite a bit.
Podcast over.
Yeah, that was a good wrap up. That was really nice. Thank you. I like how you did that.
Really thought I brought it all.
You embodied then, what this podcast was all about, and we grew together during it.
Oh, absolutely.
Blue, where can people find you on the internet as they grow into your separate endeavors? Because you don't only do the podcast.
Because you are the number one hero endeavor.
You are. I like Endeavor a lot. He's redeeming on me.
Hey, guys, you can find me at Blue Hustle Everywhere.
Wow.
No, you're on Instagram. It's Blue Westlow Gaming.
Liar.
Unless that's not you.
Oh, no.
It follows me, Tefty, and Christian, and it's Blue Westlow Gaming.
Yeah, that's me.
Man, you out here.
I did that a couple years ago because I thought maybe I'd like actually use it. And
I always thought that would be the best, Blue, is if you did Instagram, but you just posted pictures of like the mountains or like a nice sunset.
I was thinking about this the other day.
And I was like, that's fucking sick. That's the best idea ever.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking like I gradually do like parts of my body, except they're like just fully clothed. So like I'll have like a glove on my hand.
Yeah.
And then I'll post like my shoes. And then I'll post like the corner of my shoulder.
Dude, I'm
telling
you.
Exodia time.
Your Instagram would be so popping. It would be insane. Like you could be like, this souffle was great tonight, but just have like maybe your thumb in the picture. So it's like, whoa.
No, ready?
you
go to populated places, take a picture, and you say, I'm in here somewhere. Even if you're not.
See, yeah, but then people would. Not. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, because then I wouldn't. Oh,
yeah. Like you're not even in it, let's say. But then
people
would sit there and dissect everything. Like they'll try and be like, okay, that person looks like this person from this photo. These are this, but then that person. Yeah. And then.
So like you literally just go grocery shopping and be like, bought some bananas and like you're holding the bananas. That's all. Like I've always thought that was a great idea. So follow him on Instagram too. Because I know a lot of you ain't following that account.
Rob, where can we find you?
Instagram.com/BlueWestlowGaming is where you can find me.
You can find me, Mr. Fruit, even though. In reality, most of my URLs, none of them are Mr. Fruit.
None of them.
Unfortunately.
Next time.
Once I hit ninja's level, I can be like, this is mine now. But I'm not.
It's an unhealthy mentality to not get your handles, Mr. Fruit. Okay.
I
once you lose one handle, you've lost two.
I miss.
You should be angry about it. If you were more angry about it, you'd have the handles.
That's not true. I've reached out.
All right.
But it's not important, but this podcast is. And so are the listeners.
Too.
Yeah. Hey.
We had fun today.
Great to see you.
I had fun.
We love you all.
Bye,
we'll
guys.
We'll see you next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process.
Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.